Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Saturday afternoon, kind of a gloomy Saturday, but don't let that stop you. We're going to have a great time this hour. Our guest coming up is Yeqing Cheng from heightsofwellness.com. She's based in Hartford, and she recently wrote a book that we'll talk more about a little later this hour, One Body, One Life Within Your Control. One Body, One Life Within Your Control. It's a book all about wellness and overall well-being. And yes, apparently I am not breathing entirely properly all the time. So Cheng is going to help us with some of the most basic aspects that there can be of overall wellness and health. Here's what's happening in our Spotlight Connecticut headlines. Cities and towns across Connecticut are preparing for their Memorial Day parades. I'm seeing a lot of notices about how they're forming, how they're being organized. They're looking for volunteers. So for more information on how you can participate and how to prepare for road closures in your area, we recommend that you reach out to your local town or city hall as the information changes from one municipality to the next. Over 50 years since its closure in 1972, some 70 members from all classes of the Immaculate Conception High School in Hartford got together at the building that used to be home to the school, not just some, I don't know, restaurant or anything like that, the building that used to be Immaculate Conception. The current owner and operator, which is Temple Fay, has actually kept some aspects of the building as they were in 1972, not changed. The rooms, the fixtures, some of them are actually still in place 52 years later. And so they had an all-class reunion. Everybody from any class, you didn't even have to graduate from Immaculate Conception. If you were there for a hot minute, you could have shown up Friday afternoon for their all-class reunion. And get this, the oldest guest that was there in attendance for the ceremony Friday was from the class of 1951. That's pretty cool. Next weekend on Spotlight Connecticut, it's our fourth chapter of the Broadcaster at 100, which is our ongoing anniversary series to celebrate 100 years, a century of WTIC News Talk 1080. Our guest is going to be former morning news anchor Bryant Thomas, who's going to shed a lot of insight on our key coverage of local and national news spanning from the 1970s to the 1990s. And we're also approaching 5 years since New Canaan mother of five, Jennifer Farber-Doulos, disappeared. You'll hear me hosting a WTIC 1080 News special at 7 tomorrow evening with Jennifer's family spokesperson, Carrie Luft, The Jennifer Dulos story at 5 years. Jennifer's body still has not been found. Her estranged husband was charged with murder but took his own life before he could face any trial. Two others are facing charges in jail time in the case. Luft tells WTIC in our conversation that the story may involve wealthy people, but at its core, it's a domestic violence story, and that's something that can impact everybody and anybody.
It's important to remember that people who live in big, beautiful, fancy houses have terrible things happen to them, just as people who don't live in big, fancy, beautiful houses. It happens across the spectrum.
The show broadcasts tomorrow evening at 7 on WTIC News Talk 1080, WTIC.com, and on the free Odyssey app. And after the show broadcasts, there will be a podcast version available. All right, let's get ready. In a few moments, we'll have Ching online, and we'll talk about her book, One Body, One Life, Within Your Control, on WTIC News Talk 1080. Find me on socials. Follow me there at MC News Talk.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Morgan Cunningham.
Let's continue. Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
I'm so excited for today's Spotlight Connecticut show. I'm excited for all of them and for different reasons, but this one was fun because I got to go to a very nice exercise studio in Hartford that I never knew existed. I didn't know existed until one of my listeners, Judy, who happens to work in an office that I go to from time to time. She says, Morgan, I listen to you every Saturday, and I love your talk show. And there's somebody who ought to be on your show. So she got me this book called One Body, One Life Within Your Control. And it's a book by Ye-Ching Chung. And she says that she's amazing. She's out of Hartford. And you're going to want to check out the book, meet her, and do a talk show. And now this book, can you hear it in the microphone? This book is just under 300 pages of information, but don't be intimidated. It is a bigger book. There are illustrations. It looks dense and it looks complicated, but there are actually some basic concepts in there that are easy to understand if you just pick up the book and check it out. Well, Ching is on the line with us. Good afternoon, Ching. Welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, especially to you, Morgan.
It's good to be talking with you again. You know, that hour that we met and just started to talk about wellness from your perspective and your background, it just flew by. And next thing you know, you had another appointment and I had to go. So it's nice to be chatting with you again.
Yes. Yes. I'm a talker too. So.
Well, that's good. That's why you're on a talk show. So let's start here, Ching, okay?
Yes.
Tell me about your journey with wellness and with health. Just give everybody a little background, who you are and what makes you, somebody who's a good authority on this subject.
Oh, yeah. Authority, I'll try. Anyway, it's a life experience, pretty much so. I was born in Taiwan, and I actually will be 71 this August. So there's life history, right, supporting my experience to try to share with everybody. And so I'm Chinese and been in United States for over 40-some years. And background started out dancing and taught every genre, ballet, modern jazz, and improvisation, choreographing, just love music and dance. Dance is actually kind of like communication through movement. So I know if I dance, I feel better. Then gradually, I taught at the Harvard Ballet, the School of Harvard Ballet, and the University of Harvard. We had the Harvard Hart School of Music, Dance and Theater. I taught it for 20-some years, and also Academy, Performing Arts High School. So performing arts is kind of my background. And then later on, I had experienced the breast cancer, going through that, Lyme disease, life. And so start for me to really try to focus on wellness, how to be well, you know, and how can I put it into a little more, better direction to guide myself. And later on, I thought I can start also give a roadmap to share with everybody.
Talking about that roadmap, because you took me on that journey when I visited your wellness studio in downtown Hartford. And one of the first things that I saw in there, and it stood out to me, was the yin-yang symbol. And as you walked me over to that symbol to talk about it and what it meant and how I should interpret it, you had made a great point that people wear it over here in the United States, earrings, jewelry of all kind, T-shirts, etc. But nobody really knows what it means, or I should say most people don't know what it means. So walk us through what is yin, what is yang?
Sure. Okay. So the yin yang symbol has and consists of three basic principles in there. And you see it look like it is two, right? Black and white. So that's the first thing. What is those two parts? They can be interpreted many ways. So let me just get the three principles and I'll break it down. So there are two parts, but it's one. And as a one symbol, and also it's in a round, right? That's, it's not in the triangle or square. So that means there's some kind of movement. So the beauty about that, so that's the three basic principles. You know, my mentor too, Dr. Yang Jimmy, like to joke about, it's one, but it's two. It's two, but it's one. So anyway, and there's also two dots in there. We might not be able to get to it if I... let's see how long we have. So the yin yang symbol, they use the black and white. Probably is the best logo design in the world. And the S shape inside dividing the two parts, the S shape is actually represent your diaphragm. So in this, remember this recent principle, we talk about two and one, but that two parts is actually the two most important part as a human being, how we cultivate energy. So the white part is air. We call it upper level energy. And the lower level energy is the black part. So upper level energy is oxygen. So you breathe through your nose into the lung and the air goes into your heart. And the heart, the blood carry the oxygen delivered to every single cell in your body. It's unbelievable. And so quickly, right? So breathing are so, so important and also great for your brain cell staying because brain cell doesn't die. So everybody don't give up. Your brain cell doesn't die. You have to stimulate it with the oxygen first. So that gives you a lot of energy because, you know, if you don't breathe for a while, you might not be able to live, right?
It's pretty simple, yeah.
Yeah, very simple. So most important thing to stay alive is breathing. So that S shape is actually representing your diaphragm. So above the diaphragm is your lung and your heart intake of the oxygen. Below the diaphragm through your mouth is water, juice, whatever, liquid, and food. So lower, below the diaphragm, that's all your digestive system, right? And your elimination system, and so your body convert the food into energy. So Morgan, you remember I said, Morgan, do not eat any junk.
Yes, you did.
Don't want any junk energy, yes. So nutrition. So that pretty much represents nutrition. So you got air, nutrition. Since it's in a circle, that means it moves, right? Ancestors created wheels. Everything starts, you know, how many wheels on our street, right? Bicycle, cars, little kids, is a scooter, and all kinds of, what you call it. Anyway, and so that means it moves. It changes. And, go ahead.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about that breathing section because that's so important. As you mentioned, mm-hmm. Obviously you need oxygen to live, but oxygen fuels basically everything in your body, including your brain. But what you had told me was that you get people there at your studio, Heights of Wellness, in downtown Hartford, and mm-hmm. you actually hear from people that they never really learned how to breathe correctly, and that seems insane because everybody breathes, right? But you have actually taught me that there's a correct way and an incorrect way to breathe.
Yes. So the thing is that breathing is automatic, so we don't think we need to learn, right? Eating is automatic, so we eat all kinds of stuff. And then if you have to really focus on wellness and health, you have to start learning how to eat. Same thing, right? So, or how to play piano. You don't just bang on the piano and say, I'm playing the piano. You have to learn a lot of theory. So, but breathing is kind of easy, really. If you understand, you're breathing into your lungs. Okay, the dive and separate the lung above, right? So the so you have your lung and your heart above the diaphragm.
You're not breathing into your stomach.
No. I know that's so popular, right? So when I say that, Morgan, you were like, huh? I say, well, I don't tell you to drink, put the water in your lungs, right?
Right,
they have,
right.
They have natural function. So why are we breathing into belly or whatever, the stomach, whatever they call
it? Take a deep breath, right, that expression.
The expression, the trick with the most important part when you're breathing, you have to have a good posture first. Right? If you're sitting slouch, when you're breathing to the lungs, because remember I also asked you, Morgan, do you know the diaphragm goes down or up when you inhale? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and I kind of use my hand, give you a little, I kind of give you a little bit indication how to answer, and you give me the correct answer.
Tell everybody what the correct answers are.
Correct answer is when you inhale, the diaphragm goes down. Draw air, the oxygen, into deep side of the lung. So you're filling the lung. So you're going to feel that rib cage expand side and back, not top, not front. So that would be shallow breathing. That makes you tense and scared. So deep breathing also, you have to relax first to really practice that deep breathing. I always tell my client, you only breathe 4 times when you practice. Don't do it 30 times. It'd be too much oxygen, you hyperventilate, you might pass out. So more is never better. It's always talk about do it right. That's what I'm trying to teach all my clients. Every single exercise, same every muscles, how you use them, how you recruit them, there's right way and wrong way. The problem is we do a lot of wrong way because we don't know. So we do it wrong. And so it's nobody's fault. So we, as a teacher, we have to teach it correctly. So diaphragm is going down, draw the air into deep side of lungs and slowly filling up. You don't have to even think about filling up because the air is so light, right? We're breathing it. We're not breathing ton of breaks. So you don't have to work so hard. It's naturally.
So it sounds so revolutionary. It really does, Ching, what you're saying, but it's all true. Mm-hmm. It all makes sense when you break it down, when you boil it down. Do you start with these kinds of basics when you get somebody new at Heights of Wellness?
Yes. So there's in my book, there's a 9 basic focus of this body. So remember I said you have 650 some muscles, right?
Yes.
And you have 206 bones. When you were as a baby born, 206 bones as adult. When you just at birth, we had 270 and gradually decreased 206 adult bones. And you have 360 joints. So now that's the Western physiology. So I'm trying to integrate the Chinese philosophies through the yin yang symbol of wellness combined with the Western physiology to put my book together. So East and West, people always say East and West together, but they say that word, but they don't know what's behind. What's in it, consists how many amazing theory goes into it.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. She is Ye Ching Chung. Her book is, hold on, we're going to do it again. You hear that? That's just under 300 pages of information, One Body, One Life, Within Your Control, A Symbiotic Approach to Wellness. Ching, how can people find you online as we continue this hour?
My website is heightsofwellness.com. My YouTube channel is Heights of Wellness also. I have 200-some videos there people can start looking at. So you start with posture, breathing, then you learn the rest 7. Then we talk about how to combine that into exercise.
Well, we are going to continue that aspect of this in the bottom half of the hour, Ching, so I need you to hang on the phone. We're going to combine all of the breathing and the basics with some basic exercises that people can enjoy and also get healthier with. I'm Morgan Cunningham on Spotlight Connecticut. We'll be back in just a moment. Find me on social media at MC News Talk. It's easy to find me on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, or Instagram at MC News Talk. I post all kinds of videos and little teases, including one about this show and some other news blurbs, some things that you can use in your own daily life, or maybe some added analysis of something happening in Connecticut, and I talk about what it means for the state, what it means for residents, something that I'm going to be posting about in the next day to help promote our conversation tomorrow evening with Carrie Luft. She is the family spokesperson for the family and friends of Jennifer Farber-Dulos. Her disappearance date is coming up this coming Friday, May 24th. She went missing from her home on Wales Lane in New Canaan that day. And of course, it's turned out to be just a huge story, a lot of attention ever since then, and a lot of legal involvement, of course. Jennifer, being a mother of five, there was a lot of interest in her children. And I was there for the end of the Michelle Traconis trial. Michelle, who's facing charges in connection with the disappearance and is to be sentenced coming up at the end of this month, May 31st. And when I was sitting there in the courtroom, I couldn't help but notice that there was a big gasp, like the air had been sucked out of the courtroom when the jury foreperson went up and said guilty on that first charge of murder conspiracy. And Carrie Luft has this to say about the gasp when I asked her if she was one of those gasping.
Well, I don't think I gasped because I don't think I was actually breathing. In that moment, there was so much encapsulated in that first pronouncement of the jury foreman, because that charge was the most serious. Not that all of them aren't serious. And for the foreman to announce guilty, it wasn't necessarily a given that the others would then follow suit, but it certainly was an indication.
We'll hear more of my conversation with Carrie. We'll be talking about Jennifer, a little bit about the trials, and more involving that case tomorrow evening at 7 on WTIC News Talk 1080 and online at WTIC.com or via the Audacy app, AUDACY. And we will have a podcast linked up later this week concerning the Jennifer Dulos story at 5 years. Our guest this hour is Yeqing Cheng from Heights of Wellness. Of course, you could find out more about her and what she does at heightsofwellness.com. We're talking about her book, One Body, One Life, Within Your Control, just under 300 pages worth of information, basics on breathing, basic exercises, basic nutrition, a lot of things that we all could use for overall wellness. And Cheng is back with us. We were just finishing up our conversation on breathing before the break. Do you have anything else to add, Cheng?
Yes. I'd like to finish up, you know, so if you don't have a good posture, when you're breathing, the diaphragm is pushing down. That's so your tummy is going out. It's pushed all the stomach content out. It's not the air. So if you can sit up straight, you know, you can do breathing sitting or standing or lying down. And lying down is a little difficult. The tummy might go up and down because of gravity. Okay, so that's fine. But sitting, standing, you want to really have a good posture. That's why when I teach the very first, I call it missing fundamental. It's like an ABC for me to learn English. Or the, when you, you know, the eight keys, when you play pianos, you know, the notes, you know, for singing. So there's a lot of fundamental. We don't think about it because no one talks about it. And it's not mentioned enough, right? So start with the posture first so you can do breathing properly.
What was the exercise that you taught me near the end of our hour when I visited your studio? If I exclaimed, was it, oh my God, or something like that? What was that all about?
Okay, so basically there are three different breathing techniques. Very simple, just three. So when you had a job well done, or you drink a cup of coffee in the morning or a cup of tea, right? You go, that's relaxation breath, right?
So
relaxing. Oh, your job done. So, oh my God, today I'm done and I did good. You go, naturally doing that. I would like people to do that relaxation breath before they go to sleep. And the two other ones, we call it normal downward breathing, which is naturally how you breathe. You exhale, your tummy goes in. The transverse abdominal compress inward to push the carbon dioxide out to your nose or your mouth. If you exercise, you want to go through the mouth so you can charge up and wake up your core muscle, called a transverse abdominal, which is one of the four-layer abdominal muscle. I gave a nickname called first responder, so they respond first. So that's the normal downward breathing. Then there's the reverse downward breathing that I taught you. So you say, most people say, what's reverse? So pretty much is telling you when you use your abdominal to help your breathing. So reverse abdominal breathing, you know, this discovery, you know, practice from the ancient Chinese warrior too. So they don't have television and books and all this, you know, disturbing. So they know their body much better than we are, because that's the only thing they have as a tool, right? As a something that can study. So when you say, oh my God, right? So, oh my God, you know, oh my, let the water, you know, I let my food burning. Right away, your abdominal goes in on the oh my God in the inhale.
Oh my God. It just happened for me.
Yes. You did that so well.
It sounds so simple and stupid to do it, you know, but it's true. And you get to feel your body working. You don't think about it. That's the point. You don't think about it.
Yeah. So you want to be friends with your body. I want people to understand, to feel the biofeedback anytime you do different breathing or exercise, right? What muscle you recruit, which one you should recruit, right? So, oh my God. So what happens is, anytime that situation, oh my God, can be a good thing. Somebody give you a surprise party. All of a sudden, the light come on. You go, oh my God, oh, you're here? You know, so, or oh my God, you know, this car's weaving around. I might be in trouble. And so when you do that, you have your mind stimulating, charge up right away. You have to think quickly to survive.
I want to talk about some basic exercises with you, Ching, my guest, Ching Chung from Heights of Wellness, heightsofwellness.com, and her new book, One Body, One Life, Within Your Control. We've talked about the breathing and the basics and kind of feeling your body out while you're feeding it oxygen, right? And there are basic exercises even people that don't like to exercise can do that will actually help your body. And I should tell people, and you could talk about it some more, you're not a fan of the big marathons and triathlons and people that do all the crazy exercises.
Yeah, because it's repetitive movement. So in my book, I say what causes trouble, what causes injury is repetitive and sedentary, not moving, prolonged position, sitting in one place for a long time. Those are two extreme things we chose. So we're not balanced. And we think those are the only exercise we have. So I'm going to name a couple of things. I mean, several things in my book on page 12. So hopefully it sounds good for everybody. So start, first thing you do is learning to have a beautiful posture and use that and joyful walking. When you're walking, should be joyful. You're not counting steps. Playful cardio. So cardio should be playful, not repetitive. Then you have blissful hiking. So all this you can, your choices. Helpful balance and purposeful flexibility and strength. Meaningful qigong. Insightful Tai Chi Chuan, plentiful energy, and graceful longevity. So that's a big world map and choices you can do. And kind of I introduce in my book. So we're all going to have choices. If you you don't like running, you don't have to run. You can dance, right? We were talking about a little bit. And even just walking, I teach people how to walk properly.
How do you walk properly? What's the basics for walking properly? Because that's probably the most simple exercise you could do, even if it's just walking at your house.
That's right. So what, if people listening, you can stand up, okay? When you stand up, your feet sandwiches your hip. Standing, hopefully your posture is pretty good. Just walking in place. Don't go anywhere. Just walking in place. You will notice your toe ball heel landing. All of a sudden you say, oh, I can use my toes. my seat gives me a real nice cushioning, like a shock absorber. So when you're walking, you want to avoid the heel landing first. So how to do that? You lean your body slide forward. It's better I teach in person, but I can just try to describe it the best I can. You lean your body forward a little bit. You feel the first responder. You actually push from the back leg for you to go forward. If you do that properly, each step you push from the back leg, so you were landing on the forefront of your foot. So you have nice shock absorb come down instead of landing on the heel. If you keep landing on the heel, you're going to end up with hip and lower back issues.
Sometimes. And that's what most people end up with, especially later in life.
Yes, because there's no shock absorb. So why we have toes? Just like why you have lawn sport. Right? Why you have toes? And we put our feet in the shoes. I call the shoes is a jail for your feet. So now you have many choices to try to get the right shoes for yourself. Allow your feet breathe, right? Toes separated. And there's lots to talk about, but just something for you to think. It's a good start, right?
Ching, before we go to just one last quick break, and we're going to wrap up with some basics on eating right, and that's a challenge for most people, right? I'm a fan of ice cream, I hate to tell you. So I admit it, I'm an honest man. But Ching, could you just give us your website once more, and then we're going to take one last quick break?
Sure. My website is Heights of Wellness, H-E-I-G-H-T-S, of Wellness. So as the YouTube channel, Heights of Wellness.
And you can find me online at MC News Talk, at MC News Talk Facebook, X, and Instagram. More with Ching in just a moment.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Hi, I'm Carol Chappelle from Ellington. I listen to Morgan Cunningham on the radio, WTIC.
Time is a-wastin' and flying by. I need to start lobbying for a longer talk show because we could just keep talking with Ching for, I feel, hours and hours, but we're down to the last few minutes and moments. Ching, give me some of the highlights of eating well. We've talked about the breathing, we've talked about basic exercises, but now we've got to feed our body as well.
Exactly. So if you think nutrition, that's the first thing. Nutrient goes in the body. Remember, your body convert the food into energy.
Yin and yang, so, yes.
Yeah. So what happened is, a lot of ways out there, right? It's always one size fits all. Medication, one size, nutrition, you know, like a diet book, one size fits all. Diet pill, one size. So we have to get away from that. So I would recommend a book called Eat According to Your Blood Type, Eat for Your Blood Type. For instance, I'm type O, right? O plus. I cannot eat avocado. It's not good for me. And it flares up. And I cannot have Blackberry. So we all slightly different. I love the blood type because growing up in Taiwan, I think Chinese and Japanese, we talk about blood type a lot. And to know we are different, even different blood types fits different career. So sometimes you're going to fill up your application for looking for a job. They will ask your blood type so they can fit you into the better department. Isn't that cool?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's cool, but it's crazy.
Because here, you know, people always say, I'm type A. I say, what about the rest of the type? I'm type A. But it's not. So what's about type A, right? So, you know, type A actually is more of a plant base. So if you get that book, and first of all, you have to find out your blood type, right? Get a book and start reading to discover a little bit. Because now you start wondering why certain things I eat, it doesn't agree with me, but most of what we know already, sugar, dairy, right? Carbohydrate, refined carbohydrate. Vegetable has carbohydrate too, so refined one is causing a lot of trouble, especially those refined white bread. And those, I think a lot of people already have that concept. But if you go deeper, the book is Eat According to Your Blood Type, Eat for Your Blood Type. So there are four different blood types. O, you know, and A and B and AB. AB has to be kind of like a vegan. So, but then of course you also can understand how to use a vegetable or certain kind of tea and beans for, you know, protein.
Let me ask you this, Ching, final question on nutrition. For somebody that likes junk food, the processed food, the snacks, the potato chips,
sure.
I know a lot of people have a problem giving that stuff up. What would you tell them? Where should they begin?
Where should I be? Quit one at a time. Oh, pick one thing. Anything fried is the worst. So that would be easy. So French fries, fried food, right? There's too many because they're so good.
Do you have to wean yourself off of this, you know, little by little, or do you just stop cold turkey?
No, you do little by little. And there's certain people, if you got, you know, if you have stomach issues, right, intestine issue, you might have to really just cold turkey. And I can't ask people to cold turkey. I don't have people jump into exercise too, because I have to teach them good posture first. You know, we're going to ABC. It's a learning. It's like you're learning a foreign language. You don't speak the language fluently. So little by little, someday you own your body, right, within your control, because you're going through the journey properly. And you will learn more if you do the journey with the roadmap properly. You're more successful. Anything quick fix is not a good fix. It's never last long. You know that. It's not something, you know, you have to learn to write less for the rest of life.
Let's finish with this thought. It's always a beginning, Ching, never an end.
Exactly. The end is so dark. The end is not happy, right? The end is not joy. So we have to change that. No one can tell you to be joyful. The joy is such a priceless emotion for yourself to know. You know, and we talk about happiness and joy for so much, but we don't know the deep one. You feel it, and you don't need to broadcast. That's the most important thing. When you feel what's great, you go, oh my God, this is so good. I cherish this.
Ching, you know, I've cherished our time together, but we are just plumb out of time. I'm sorry. But remind everybody how they can find you online.
Okay. My website, Heights of Wellness, H-E-I-G-H-T-S of Wellness. Same name for the YouTube channel.
And she is Yeqing Chung, One Body, One Life Within Your Control. We'll get you back on for another show, Ching. I've appreciated your time.
Thank you, Morgan. So enjoy your weekend.
You too. Be well, Ching, and everybody else.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.